right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. We sounded like we were putting a hex on, like.
Yeah. Ooh.
Have you seen that? There's a TikTok of these two little girls, and it was like, they like wrote their mom a birthday song.
Yeah.
But it's like horrifying. We love you, mom. We love you, mom. You're the best and we love you.
Mom. Yeah.
And the mom like is like, I started crying because I thought I was being like hexed by my two daughters.
That's so funny. I feel like you accidentally do that as a child because you're scared to change notes. So you're like, we're going to hold the same note. But
they're altos and they are going to have to do it forever.
They're going to have to do that. So they better learn now.
That's the worst part about like chorus.
Ugh, the worst
part. The sopranos are the only ones that have a good time.
Literally. They're like, let me have fun with the melody. And as an alto, you're like, let me unlearn everything I've ever known about this song.
Try being one of the boys, a tenor or a bit where it's just like, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. A second soprano, which is what I was so hard because you dance by the melody, but you're actually not allowed to play. Like, so you're like a little different.
I hate that.
Me too. I hated it.
I'm like, why does the soprano get everything?
And like my choir teacher in high school was so, I loved him so much, but he was so good. And he would be like, someone in the second soprano is flat. And like, you'd be like, oh my God. And then he'd keep being like, it's somebody. Don't make me have to go through. And you'd literally have to sing.
My chorus teacher would make you.
It's so scary.
And I'm like, to this day, yeah. I took trumpet for what? For like 3 years.
Oh yeah.
Chorus my whole life. And did I talk about this already? How what? I'm like, I don't know how to read music. And I don't believe people that can. I'm like, how do you know?
I can't read music.
Like, I do not understand how anyone in the entire world has learned how to read music.
My sister is like fluent.
I'm like,
she literally picks it up and she's like, doodle doo, like singing. She can harmonize the first time hearing it. I'm like, do me a favor, die. It was like, so annoying.
I wish.
No, I wish too. She'd be like, just hold the melody. And even then I had trouble holding it because I was like, what are you doing? Like, where are you going?
I'm like, you need to sing it for me. Sing it for me and then I'll sing it back.
Sing it for me, record it, then sing with yourself and then let me listen to it in my room. I'm like,
I can like mimic it.
Yeah.
But the second somebody starts singing something else in a proximity, I'm going to go to that.
I got to go to that. Let me go to that. I
can't possibly hold on.
I know. I can't hold. I'm holding on for dear life.
I'm like, the confidence of knowing that you're right, I don't have.
I don't know. We used to have to do like these competitions where you had to go in, first of all, individually and as a group, and you had to do sight reading.
Yeah, we had to do shit like that. And I'm
it
like,
was like,
like, twinkle, twinkle, little
like
star.
We would do it with like, do re mi fa so la ti, but you can't even write it out in time. Like, when it's so scary, it's honestly, I used to be so scared, and afterwards I'd be like, did I do the best I could? Sure. Was it bad? Probably.
All you can do is your best.
That's such a true thing. You know,
people say that.
People do say that.
So
I guess you say it now too.
What are you gonna do? How are you doing? You seem a little downtrodden today.
I know, thank you for saying that. Yeah. You know, I don't know why this morning was a little tough, but it was.
In which regard?
It just was like, I just wasn't feeling like cheery, which is a bummer. But I think I'm getting there. I think I'm getting there. You know what I mean? I think I'm getting to where I think, I don't know. I woke up and I was like, I hate my hair. So that was like, maybe I should be into it.
Kind of vibe are you looking for?
I could see myself doing a chop with like blue in my hair, which I know is crazy. Oh,
I would have to see a reference picture.
It's Janicine from Mean Girls the Musical is my reference. I thought she looked so cool the whole movie. And I was like, that
could
be me.
Can I see a picture?
Yeah, I could try to find one. I don't have internet right now in my home either.
Why?
No.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know why it's out.
Did you like look call the...
Yeah, I went to go online. They're like, you have an outage in your area. And I'm like, what?
How long has it been out?
Like a day and a half.
What?
I'm not functional. So that's pissing me off too, because I keep going...
Is the whole building out?
I don't think so. I think it's just me.
Is Sarah out?
I don't think so.
Did you pay the bill?
Yeah.
Did you call them?
Well, I went to try to call and they're like, it's a power outage. So what I...
Be like, I'm the only one that's out. It's
yeah,
not.
What about me? Anyhow.
You have to call them.
I know. I probably have to call them. Ask me if I've literally... I think I'm just... I've had it up to here. I don't know how to spell Ian. Janice Ian. Mean Girls Musical. Just
that's I'll probably I-A-N.
Just say Mean Girls the Musical Janice.
Okay. Mean Girls Musical.
Because blue hair.
I know.
Also, what kind of chop?
I don't know. I can't tell if I'm just in a place where I'm feeling this way.
It's also like, I got to see the picture.
Okay. I don't know if I actually have the guts to do it. I'll say that and I'll say it loud and clear. Okay. So you can't see. This is like the length, though. Do you see like the brown bob? It's sort of short, but not too short.
Janice, Ian.
Oh, but did you?
Girls, the, okay. Well, there was a picture of four people there.
Yeah, it was the one that. Okay. Yeah. I could have zoomed. It's showing okay, the movie. It. You got it?
It is interesting that it's so hard to find a picture of.
I know, because they're getting confused with the movie and the musical. And
I know, but I'm like, I'm writing the musical. I know. How are you getting so confused by this?
Yeah, it is upsetting.
I think.
There should be more references of it. Also, her makeup in it is also stunning, and it also inspired me.
Like that?
No.
That's
the wrong one.
That's another musical.
Yeah, but it's
why
they it's not I know it's not coming up.
What's the actress's name? It's also just giving me,
yeah.
All right, let's find me. This is now. It's a fucking. We have to find this.
Yeah, we have to. Find
why
it.
In the
it's
world the girl is it
who
so hard
Moana,
to?
I heard. Which is cool.
Really?
Like, cool. Love that for her. Yeah.
Like, why am I not able to find?
I know. Isn't that annoying? And I always blame my phone or my. I'm like, it's my internet. Like, literally, when I can't find something, because right now I'm living in a internet hellhole. I'm mad about it. I'm upset. Why can't I have internet?
Well, you have to call.
I don't want to call. Why do I have to call? Why is it out?
Well, I bet if you called, that would answer the...
I'm sure. Like, you don't know how many times I've talked to these people, but there is Verizon going into the ground in front of my building. Because I was like, is this why the internet's out? And then they said, the internet shouldn't be out. And I said, all right, what are you
guys
doing?
Yeah, they
probably
hit something.
I think they hit something.
But they could fix it. Okay, I think I kind of found it.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of the vibe.
Okay, so the blue is like...
Just undertone, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not too drastic.
It's not like a bleach with blue.
No,
it's just
I
like
would
a little
bleach.
Blue. I think that you could do it. I just think it's going to look good for like 2 days.
Absolutely.
Because...
You're so right.
Well, it's just like my roommate dyed, like wanted pink in her hair, right?
Yeah.
She spent like $500
yeah,
to dye her
so
hair pink.
Expensive.
When I tell you she took one shower and came out and I was like, it's gone.
Oh my God.
Like, if you don't bleach.
I can't bleach.
It's really hard to keep the color.
Yeah, I can't do that. I refuse to do that to my hair.
I mean,
so
being said, you might as well do it because it's going to go away in a couple days anyway.
Yeah, I could always do that. I'm not really sure. You know, I'll figure it out. But right now, maybe it's because of my internet. I'm in like a whiny mood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whiny little baby mood.
But don't you like talking to people on the phone?
Not Spectrum people. No.
I feel like it's a very like.
It's a hellhole. Like, I actually feel gaslit the whole time. They're like, that's so weird. It looks like it's working to us. I'm like, oh, okay. I just called to say hello. I'm like, well, it's not working for me, the person in the
yeah,
building.
Well, it's not.
Yeah,
I'm very short-tempered with.
I don't want to be. That's my problem. I think I hate how I have to act because I feel really disrespected on those phone calls where it's like, oh, nope. Everything seems bop, bop. Like, and then it's like, oh, we could send someone tomorrow. I'm like, I'll just not. Why don't you just send them next week? Cut me off from everybody. Let me die in a hole alone. I was trying to text people videos. They're like, it's not coming through. I'm like, son of a gun. My internet couldn't download the episode. Couldn't edit. Can't download a thing. I'm trying to link it with my phone. Can't even link it to my phone.
Do you have
yes, good. Let it out.
Do you have unlimited data?
I don't know. I'm on my parents' plan, which is already embarrassing.
I'm on my parents' plan. I'm on my parents' plan, but I pay for like Netflix, Hulu, for all of the apps. They have all of that.
That's really nice.
So I feel like it's sort of a fair trade. Price-wise, it is for sure.
Yeah, I'm just worried. You know, it's whatever. I'm just like, I'm raging on the inside. I want to have a temper tantrum and cry. I'm just like, why? I'm listening to Taylor Swift's new album and I'm like, God.
Is this what check, please.
I think technology is like my biggest like trigger.
Technology and like being like and traveling are definitely the most aggravated I get, because it's like you have nowhere to put your anger.
I got nowhere.
Like I'm like, I want to just fucking punch the shit out of internet. You know what I mean? But it's like there's no one to like, I just like, I'm like, I want to fucking strangle the life out of internet.
Me too. And this is like, whatever, but normal, I'm just like, this is when I wish I had someone to be like, could you fix my internet? You know, someone to call to handle it. But well, no, there's no one to call. It's only me. No one wants to help me. And by that, I mean, I'm just alone sad right now because my internet's out.
I do have to say, I think that like that's sort of a pipe dream in that like,
I know, I'm sure if I dated a man, he wouldn't be able to do it.
The internet's not working.
Yeah, like I don't think they'd help. I just feel like, so like it would just
make things even worse, because then you have to like deal with a petulant child who's yelling about the internet because he can't look up car porn.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much. I just want to be dialed in.
I think that you can handle the phone call.
I'm going to have to. And I might have to switch. I really might switch providers because I can't
take. Spectrum is the absolute worst.
Like, I can't take them and I feel.
If you have the option for Verizon.
I do. They're putting it in my building right now. I can't
good things about Verizon.
Yeah, I think I have to do that. But then I'm scared, like, what? How to cancel? Will they charge me an extra month? Will they make it difficult? How long will I not have internet when I have to switch the plans? Like, how long am I living off the grid?
Verizon's going to have to come in and put it in because it's a different type of cord.
Incredible.
But it takes like
7 seconds.
Like they come in and they just do it.
I'm just going to have to do it. I think I didn't realize how upset it made me. You know what I mean? Like it really got me down.
This is how long can we last as society without television or internet? 36 hours.
Yeah.
Which I get, I also would be.
I think it's like also when you're the only one, you know? And also, I can't explain. Last month, I had a few days where I dealt. It's
are you
happening.
Friends with any like neighbors like on your side of the building?
Yeah. Have I just you know asked it's them? Just me. I just know it.
Well, have you asked?
No, because I'm scared.
Ask the neighbor. And also, maybe he can give you his internet.
Oh, yeah.
But also, just call.
I'm going to call. I think I just. I'm glad I found the root of my problem.
No internet.
Literally no internet and no.
What did you do last night? Just stare?
Well, what's weird is I have, first of all, long story short, I went on a date last night. Then I went to get dinner and then I came back.
What was the date?
My TV is working. So I don't know what you call that. When the Wi-Fi is out, but like the internet.
Wait, what TV?
My TV.
Like what? How is it working?
I don't know.
Like, do you have cable?
No.
So what's working on it?
The Roku?
Then your internet is not out.
But it's not working on my computer.
So something's wrong with your computer. Is it working with your phone?
No.
If the Roku is working on your TV, the internet is 1000% not out.
But it's not working on my phone either. Like right now for me to be in TikTok, to be like on TikTok in my home, I have to have my Wi-Fi off. So why is that? So I think my Wi-Fi is the problem.
But then how would the Roku work?
And that, see that, I don't know.
That's not
so. Wait, Wi-Fi, the TV has been.
What is it then?
It's probably something with your phone, or maybe
my phone and my computer.
If the Roku works, the internet works. You can't.
Wait, so you still have had TV
internet.
And stuff?
Yeah.
So what? So where's the frustration coming from? Not.
I can't do any of my work. I can't get on my computer. I can't get on my. I can't even do anything on my phone.
Did you try like restarting your phone?
I restarted my computer.
That computer is also
stop
old.
Yeah, I bet I know. But my phone, like, I don't think it's the.
And you have so much on it. I've seen your desktop background.
I think that I don't know what's gonna happen to me.
I think we need to hang on to the little wins, like that you can still watch TV.
Yeah, but I'm not stressed about that. I mean, like, yeah, if I didn't have TV, I'd be out a window. But, like, I think I just want to be able to do the work I want to do on
my
computer.
Did you try going to, like, a Starbucks and see if the computer will connect to the internet someplace else?
It connected to my phone yesterday when I was doing, like, hotspot, and I was doing it that way. I still can't do big stuff from my phone. But when my Wi-Fi is off.
Wait, where were you doing? How were you doing hotspot? From the data?
From the phone. From the data.
From the phone with the internet off.
Off.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what that means. For anyone listening who, everyone's like, what's going on? But also, here's the thing. I didn't realize I'm really upset about it. Anywho.
Well, the internet's also not out.
Something's wrong.
Something's off.
Why can't my
phone? But there's no way that the Roku would. That would be the first thing, I think, to.
Something's off. Something's off. All right. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least you have TV. So it's not like.
At least I have TV.
That would be the biggest bummer for me, for sure.
Yeah, that makes me think I have purse, like I have TV, which is nice. Yeah, it's nice that I have TV, but I also wish I had internet. That's what I wish.
I think you do, but I think it's.
I have to figure it out. Whatever. I guess I just feel, and that's, it's going to be, I don't know. That's, I'm scared. I am upset. I don't know what to do.
Did you unplug the internet and plug back in?
You know what? Let me figure it out. I don't know. I literally don't know, and I can't do it.
I'm going to give you steps to try.
Okay, I'm going to try this.
Try unplugging the internet.
Yeah.
Leave it off for like a minute and then plug it back in.
Okay.
Seriously.
No, I will. I think I'm realizing I'm just having like a mental break. So it's just one of those moments where like it's, you know, it's humbling.
Yeah.
It is humbling.
It sure is.
Because this is, you know, it's really upsetting when you revert. I feel myself with technology become a kid, like throwing a tantrum, you know, where it's like, I want to have a tantrum. And I'm like, there has to be an adult in the body. So I just have to be an adult. But I am sad and scared and nervous and upset.
Yeah, but I think you're aware.
I'm aware.
There's nothing to be scared of.
What's the worst that happens? I don't have internet. I already have that.
Yeah, what is there to be scared of?
Nothing. Life itself.
Like, literally nothing.
Yeah, so everything.
Unless the internet repairman is going to come in and shoot you in the face, yeah. There's nothing to be scared of.
Thank you for that, Chris.
You got to just keep that focus.
I think that is the focus I have to keep.
Mind over matter.
Mind over matter and matter over mind.
Yeah.
Love that. So how are you?
And just, like, get high and watch TV.
Yeah.
You know?
I do know. That's the joy of it.
How was the date?
Bad. It was quick and it was bad.
What was the date? Because I noticed you said you went to dinner after it.
Yeah, because I...
What was it, like a coffee?
No, it was like a drink. It was refreshing. Here's the thing that's funny. So obviously I downloaded the app when I was drunk. We know that. This wasn't a sober decision. Then it was like, okay, I was talking to this guy. I canceled. It was supposed to be Friday. I canceled. I was like, I don't want to go. I don't know where I'm going. I don't want to go. Then it was like, whatever. I guess I'll go. He said. But then, and I mean this with you know, all the love in the world. But I met him and immediately was like, absolutely not. So we started walking down the street and I was like, hey, I feel a really big friend vibe. Do you feel that? And then he was like,
he's like, yes, thanks. Let me just stop in here and get a gun.
He actually was like, yeah, I do. He was talking about his divorce. Like this, we were both not ready to be together. Do you know what I mean? I actually thought maybe we were going to call it there, but I was like, we could get a drink and be.
Was he like hot?
No.
Oh. Because I'm like, you could like maybe hook up if you're
It's kind of that thing where it's like, you know, when someone might seem endearing with their awkwardness online and in person, you're like, oh, no, that's not endearing.
I also think sometimes I'm like, oh, I love a weird guy. But then when you're actually around one.
Yeah. I'm like,
I'm like, can you be normal for five fucking seconds?
Yeah, exactly. Can you be normal? So. But I did enjoy, I said, I'm going to connect with this person. We'll chat. We'll see. But then it was like, yeah, it was quick. And then I said to myself, I'm going to go get a fun salad at my favorite restaurant, which then I became friends with the owner who I like, I'm so excited that this happened. And then I was like, that's why I was meant to go out.
What happened?
I just, the owner, like, I went to get a salad and I was for takeaway. And then he was like, why don't you sit? And I've known him for, I know this restaurant. Like, I'm like a fan of this restaurant. Like, I've literally known it since I've moved there. I bring everybody there. I love it. I knew all the wait staff. Like, I just love this place. And he, one time.
I've never been brought there.
Yeah, you got ammonia. We've ordered from there. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It is really good. Terrible name.
Yeah. I think I mispronounce it, though.
It's spelt like ammonia.
Okay, that's what I think too, but he's Greek. Anyhow, he's the best. So years ago, let's cut back like 8 years ago, Jessie's in the beginning of her video career. She had this, I was going to do this video about Valentine's Day and I wanted this crazy cake. Long story short, the video got canceled because there was a blizzard. But I went to him and I was like, I was like, would you guys make a fun, really cool cake for me for free for this video?
For free?
Yeah.
Wow, that takes guts.
I know. And he said yes. But then the baker, something happened to the baker and it didn't work out. And also
the baker was like, you said what? Can I spend hours making a complicated, bizarre cake for no money and for no reason? Absolutely not.
Yeah. So, but I always remembered that. Like, he was so sweet about it. So I've always like liked him, but I guess I never... I wasn't good about like saying hi or just having like a chummy relationship with him, but I've always like seen him, watched him. But anyhow, so we started talking last night. I do. I love him. And we just started talking and we're now best friends is what I'm saying. And I told him about my event, Fancy for No Reason, because there wasn't anyone there. We were talking about like the pandemic, all this stuff. His son owns a restaurant across the way. I didn't know he owns like a bunch of restaurants around.
Is he single?
Anyhow, and so I was just so happy that like this person I've been a fan of, like I really have been a fan of him for a really long time, you know. I like his restaurant, I like the vibe, I like the whole thing. He's like a sweet old Greek man and I love him.
What's his name?
John.
Interesting.
Yeah. That his name is John.
Yeah, I was hoping it'd be something more fun and Greek.
True. And who knows if that, but I actually was thrilled with that because I said I won't forget it. God bless.
And he's like, and that's why I switched it to John.
Yeah,
I'm
sure. I'm sure.
Well, that's nice. So you didn't have a date, but you had a good date.
You know, in a way.
A good friend
date. I really did. So that's nice. How was your night? What'd you do?
Last night? What did I do? Oh, I went to watch. Okay, so there's a new movie on Netflix, Number One.
What?
I don't know if it's that new, but it's with Bruce Willis and I think Sarah Paulson's in it. And it's called like The Glass, Mr. Glass, something like that.
Okay.
But then Steph was like, I think this is a sequel.
To Glass Onion?
To Split. Which is, have you seen that?
Oh, yes.
I knew you would because I know you're a big fan of dissociative identity disorder.
No, I love it. Oh, so is Anna whatever in it?
Anya Taylor-Joy? I don't think so. Oh. I didn't see her on the...
Bill. Because she was in that one.
She's in that one. But I think... Because that one ends with... If you probably don't pay attention because it's a nonsensical ending. But like... they're sitting
at the zoo
at a diner.
Diner, okay.
Because that's where it ends, like at the zoo.
Right.
But like the very last scene.
Okay.
They're sitting at, like, random people are sitting at a diner.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, it's like playing on the news what happened.
Right, right, right.
And then somebody is like, oh, that reminds me of that other case. That guy that escaped from the mental asylum. What was his name? And then the guy like leans back and Bruce Willis is sitting at the counter at the diner. And he's like, his name was Mr. Glass. And then it cuts. And so they had set up, obviously, that the sequel is coming.
That also sequel to Unbreakable. Unbreakable is the first one. He's Mr. Glass in Unbreakable. That first M. Night Shyamalan movie from like.
There's another one?
It's before Split.
And it's the same story?
It's like a multi, like a cinematic. It's an M. Night Shyamalan cinematic universe.
The Split was good.
Yeah. I mean.
Also, that girl from, she wasn't famous yet when you saw it, probably.
Anya?
No, Haley Lou Richardson from White Lotus.
Oh, I didn't see White Lotus.
Oh my God, why?
I don't know. I think I watched the first season and then kind of fell off. Maybe I got to get back.
I've never heard anyone say that about White Lotus.
Well.
I love it. Or okay. I loved it. I loved the first season at least.
Yeah.
But she's in the second season.
Okay, great.
But she's one of the other girls.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
And he was good. It'd be fun to play a character like that.
It would be so fun. Are you kidding?
But I'm like, where is he living exactly? Why is he living in a warehouse that's in a zoo?
And sometimes I'm like, what's his, where did he get that income? What's he up to?
Well, I think he worked at the zoo.
And then he lived there as well.
Before the movie. Because remember the therapist kept being like, what happened at work? You worked for 10 years with no incident.
Right, 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 right.
I mean, there was definitely plot holes where I'm like, this does not make sense. Like, I do not believe people with multiple personalities can turn into physical beasts that can climb and scale walls and take two shotgun blasts to the chest and be fine.
That's the thing. I think it got too complicated when I'm like, it's already a pretty cool, complicated subject. Like, I don't think you need to like.
The backgrounds of abuse for Anya Taylor-Joy also.
Right.
Remember that part?
I think.
Where, like, her uncle was, like, sexually assaulting her on the regular since she was a child. And they keep doing flashbacks to it. And that's why he ends up letting her go, because she has scars all over her body.
Right.
And he's like, you're pure! The ending left a little to be desired, I'll be honest.
It just wasn't.
And of course the therapist is crushed to death.
Oh my God, the therapist was never making it out.
But the therapist that is a therapist I would want.
Me too.
Like, that is somebody who is listening.
Who cares?
And who cares?
And is like, I guess I will do a house call. Normally not my protocol.
And then finds the girls crawling around.
Yeah, and she's like, this is worse than I thought. You said that you had stopped. You promised me.
So that was nice.
That's really... Or
that was not... I mean, it was
It
just,
was a fun night, though. That's like a fun night.
Well, I watched a movie, yeah.
But it sounds like a fun movie.
Yeah, it was good.
That's fun. I love that for you. What'd you have for dinner?
Chipotle.
Ooh. Yeah. I love Chipotle.
Little burrito bowl.
Do you get the salad sauce?
No.
The salad dressing from Chipotle is...
They won't give it to you anymore unless you get a salad. Isn't that a thing?
I always get the salad because it's the same thing as the bowl, just starts with lettuce. And you can say, like, not too much lettuce, and then you got yourself a bowl. Yeah.
Interesting.
So I always do it because I'm like, if I don't get that dressing.
Is it very good?
It's so good. That's why they give you like nothing.
And why they won't give it out anymore. But I'm like, if everyone loves the dressing.
Feels like you should give more.
Make more.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
What, is it made of fucking gold? You can't sell it. Charge for it.
I know. And then if you try to like be like, can I have another? It's like one, whatever. It's extra, which I'm like, could you just fill it though? Because
people are so stingy with sauces these days.
Stingy with
sauce. Just charge me for the sauce. You have no problem fucking putting enough sour cream to take out a fucking herd of sheep. Like, like it's nonsense.
It's nonsense. It makes no sense. I'm like, how much does it cost to make a sauce? Like, literally.
Also, I'm like, if everyone's but charge a dollar for one of those,
I would buy.
I guarantee you, you're making like 90 cents at least.
And I would buy a
bottle.
Unless
there's liquid gold in it. What is it? What kind of dressing is it?
I don't know. It feels like, I call it like crack dressing. It's like crack.
Well, what is it? It is the flavor.
I can't even, it's like.
What's it called?
The dressing.
That can't be right.
I think it is called, I mean, I say, can I have the salad dressing? That's what I call it, the salad dressing.
Mike, look up what the is, because I want to know how they're making this.
I would like to know too, because honestly, if I could make it, first of all, I will. And second of all, I'll start a business.
I think it's just a honey vinaigrette. Chipotle honey vinaigrette. I don't know if there's any other name. Honey chipotle salad dressing. Yeah.
Is it spicy?
It's got like a little, no.
Is it like a honey lime situation? There's a bunch of copycat
recipes on here. I mean, I can look at what's in it.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, please. It is like public what's in it? Or is this like people are probably.
Yeah, they're people. I think there's like food enthusiasts that like copycat the recipe.
Can
like
you imagine? Let me tell you something. If someone said, taste this and guess what's in it, I got no clues.
I'm pretty good at it.
I am like, I guess blind in terms of taste. Like I can't. Sometimes I'll be like, is this mint? They're like lemon. I'm like, oh, okay, well, close.
So it looks like our ingredient list here is red wine, vinegar, honey, vegetable honey, oil.
There's definitely honey.
Dried oregano.
Okay.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And then chipotle peppers and adobe sauce.
Mm. This is like a red wine spicy vinaigrette with honey. Yeah.
So good. I can't explain to you how good it is. I don't know why it's so good, but it's so good. And I've been a fan from the get when they used to give us half a thing, not a quarter.
It's a rip.
It's a rip.
You ever try to get hot sauce from Sweetgreen?
No. Nightmare.
They give you, it's like they literally like, okay, so the second a tiny bit falls out of the bottle, stop squeezing. Like I'm like, this won't even fall out of the thing because it's such, it looks like the cup is just used.
If I ever worked at a place like that, I would be fired because they'd be like, stop giving so much. And I'd be like, stop being cheap.
I feel like they're all, a lot of employees at Chipotle and stuff. I'm like, are we in competition?
Yeah.
To be
the chintziest?
Like, is it, do they teach you to be A, rude?
Yeah.
And B, is this coming out of your wallet?
That's what I don't get. Like when you have to go, can I have a little more chicken? I'm like, and please, like, sir, like, I want some more. Like I'm Oliver begging for a little chicken. And I'm going like, to pay $14 for it.
And I'm like, I know that you're fucking stealing food.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm like, I've worked in restaurants, okay? I steal food.
And I want you to, but I want you to help me also eat.
Yeah, like, charge me. I just want the fucking chicken.
I know. I mean, we're calm about it, but it's still like, give us the chicken.
I get the carnitas.
Oh, that's really good. Or even the thigh part, you know?
The thigh?
You can get chicken thigh, I think.
Oh.
Not bad.
Carnitas is pork.
I like pork too. I love meat. Fun fact about me, I love meat.
You know what I hate? Barbecue.
Really?
Well, I don't hate barbecue, but if I never ate anything off the grill again, I would be really fine with it.
Wow.
Because everybody thinks, like, I'm like, A, there's almost never, like, flavor.
You haven't had good barbecue.
I think maybe that is part of it.
I think that could be part of it. Because I have to tell you, when barbecue hits, it fucking slaps.
Because I'm like, I've never had barbecue and been like, oh my God, yum. I've never been like, I'm craving barbecue.
No?
No.
Growing up, we loved barbecue.
My family loves barbecue. Oh. Okay? I'm having barbecue left and fucking right.
Where do you go?
I'm just not happy with it.
Have you heard of Famous Dave's?
Well, it's being cooked at home.
Famous Dave's?
No, the barbecue I'm having at my house.
Oh, well, that's unfortunately different.
Because it's not really barbecue. It's just like, it's like things on the grill. I don't want a hot dog on the grill.
Well, no, that's not barbecue.
Boiled, like, I that's prefer barbecuing. A boiled hot dog.
That's barbecuing. That's not barbecue.
And every man in the world thinks he's the grill master. I'm like,
it's so humiliating.
You're not. Like, no. Number one, grilling does not take fucking talent. You put hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, you char them the fuck up, and then they're done. I'm like, you know what? The sauces, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, the potato salad that's being made.
Yeah.
That's impressive. All the accoutrement of barbecuing.
Yeah.
is the impressive part.
Right.
And then every straight man in America,
I know,
is like, I'm the grill master. And I'm like, you opened a package of hot dogs.
Yeah. And I'm like, take that energy in the kitchen 24/7. Let's see you get better.
Make a divine sauce.
But if a man can make ribs that fall off the bone, I am interested.
Well, that I've never really experienced.
That is an experience. Now, but that's barbecue on a barbecue. That's barbecuing barbecue. You see what I'm saying? Barbecuing barbecue. If you can make hot dogs and hamburgers, you can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm not impressed. That's
Have you ever had Brooks barbecue?
No.
But it's like a big, I went to Oneonta and it's in Oneonta, okay, but they sell the sauces like everywhere, okay, but it's like a big, people travel far and wide. And let me tell you something.
Nothing to write home.
It's fine.
Okay. I used to love Famous Dave's. I loved like rib tips. I fucking love ribs. And that's always like been, I guess, a funny thing being Jewish, where my parents were like, you can't have pork. And then we would go to barbecue places, not at home, and just be like, could you bring the pig out with the face?
Yeah, wait, you don't have to eat kosher when it's out of the house?
First of all, that we don't keep possibly be right. It's not right. I'm saying like it was just kind of a funny thing, but I loved ribs. My dad still makes great ribs and like great barbecue, like a great pulled pork sandwich, great rack of ribs.
A pulled pork sandwich. I fucking hate a pulled pork sandwich.
But do you hate your dad's pulled pork sandwich?
No, I mean, don't think I like any pulled pork sandwich.
You don't like pulled pork, but you said you liked pork. Just seconds
I like
ago.
A pulled pork.
Interesting.
Not on a sandwich. Okay. Because here's the thing.
Yeah, what's the thing?
The bread's not toasted. There's no, no it's not enough.
No, no one's doing it right. Pickle.
Nobody does it
Wait,
right.
You I don't
just
think
get you're... a roll no. and you get like, I'm
I
like,
think
what?
That's your dad. I do think there are
no,
places.
It's everywhere that I've had a pulled pork sandwich. My dad's not making pulled pork.
Oh, okay. Well, God, I'd love to take you to like a good barbecue.
But I've been to like Mighty Queen's barbecue.
What's that?
It's in the city. There's like six of them.
Don't trust anything in the city.
They do say, do not trust the food scene in New York City.
Have you been to Pig's Beach?
Yes.
What did you get?
Chlamydia. No, I'm just kidding. Because it's like a party scene over there.
Yeah.
I've had barbecue there.
Okay.
I had a wedding rehearsal dinner there.
Okay. And you had the...
And I've been there before. I've had...
What did
know.
You have there?
Like, I'm also like, I'm not a...
Wow. But what about ribs? I love ribs. Oh, boy, do I love ribs.
I guess I've never, or maybe a couple times in my life I've had ribs.
Maybe I'll bring back ribs for you.
It seems messy.
I mean, I
feel like they're not going to be as good.
But that's...
From where?
Like, I'm like, maybe I could get my dad's ribs and bring them back so you could try
my
them.
My dad talks about how he makes ribs that are really good.
Yeah.
But I've never seen or had them.
See, my dad makes really, like, he can make good ribs. And, like, it takes all day because you have to, like, smoke it and it should take, like, a really long time or whatever. He has to know, like, in the morning if he's doing it. But let me tell you something. They're so good.
See, yeah. I'm like...
But if it's not,
I think it's
off.
Maybe just grill culture that I really am not.
Well, I don't
a fan
like
of.
Grill culture. Don't get me wrong. I find it's like watching a kid almost with like a little kitchen set where they're like, look at me. And you're like, I'm not impressed by you. No. A hot dog?
I also
I'm never
can't deal
gonna...
like people that are like, oh, I'm the best at the grill. I'm like, I can make lasagna where every single aspect of it is from scratch.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Including the fucking cheese. Okay.
Like, wow. You know how to make cheese now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We made ricotta at my apartment.
That's wild.
I know.
That's wild.
sorry. But I'm like, I'm not impressed that you know how to fucking grill a burger.
No, it's not that impressive and everybody knows
it
that.
It just does not do it for me.
Doesn't
and
do
I'm
it
sorry
for me.
To say that.
No, I think that you should be honest and I think that that's an honest statement. I think that if anybody out there... Because with someone that calls himself a grill master, I think it is time to look in the mirror and go, what am I really settling for?
I hate, yeah, and picnics also. I hate picnics.
No, I don't hate a picnic. What do you mean you hate a picnic?
I've never been on a picnic that I've had a good time.
Really?
We're sitting uncomfortably.
For sure.
On the ground. Absolutely. I'm almost certain to be on a route.
On a route.
Okay. And then, like, there's no lean. Like, you're eating, but, like... said it. Try. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy a picnic?
I enjoy. Well, first of all, when I have friends who do a picnic, it can be really fun because you can get. It feels like you're snacking. What I like about a picnic is it's like, oh, we're noshing. I love to nosh. Give me a little.
I love to nosh too on tapas in Spain, not on the blankets. Okay.
But then you're outside. You can lie down. Listen, my problem with picnics is bugs. Obviously, that's my issue is like, well, if I'm eating, who else is eating? You know what I'm saying? But I've gone on a picnic on a date with a guy, which I just love the idea that he brought a basket and filled it with things. I'm like, that took initiative and I'm impressed.
No, that is like a nice thing. I would pretend to like a picnic if somebody did that for me.
Yeah.
But the whole time I'd be like, I wish we were sitting at a table.
I know. One time a guy did it when I was on the detox. So not only did I have the weirdest food restrictions ever, but
did he do it with the detox in mind?
He did.
What happened to him?
I just wasn't interested. He was nice.
Yeah, you hate when people are nice.
That's, no, I don't. He wasn't, trust me, it wasn't right. The chemistry was off.
Like the guy that bought you the mannequin.
He also,
I'm like, you got to bring him back.
He bowed out.
When? I thought you bowed out on him.
No, he said he needed to take a step back from everything.
Oh.
And then when I checked back in, he was dating somebody. When I said, hey, I know it's weird.
Hey, it's been
me.
So long. How are you?
I miss you.
Good. Me and my wife.
Yeah, I'm like.
Don't even text me back. That's
how
the thing.
How dare you?
If I'm texting like an old thing like that and you're now in a relationship, let me tell you what you do.
Say it ASAP.
Either
or don't respond.
Just be like, hey, just letting you know I'm dating someone
totally.
Now. Or go, just don't respond.
Yeah, we went on for a while before he dropped that.
Because they're like, but we can be friends. Why in the absolute fuck would I want to be your friend?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I said it after he was like, I'm dating someone. I was like, LOL, well, we can be friends. We both knew we weren't going to be friends.
That's fine. I think that if you're
I
like,
said it because I had to bow out. You know what I mean? I had to tilt my hat, say, you tell her that I really hope she's thriving. And I do hope she's thriving.
Anyone that's ever said, let's be friends to me.
Yeah, we've never been friends.
Like in any situation, it immediately I'm like,
bye.
Guard up.
Yeah.
Someone's like, oh my God, you're gay. Let's be friends.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
you know why? Because it's musical theater energy. In musical theater, like people would be like, oh, I love you. I'm obsessed with you.
That never happened to me in musical theater.
Oh,
well,
really?
As we know, musical theater is my trigger.
Yeah. See, I used to feel like I would go to these musical theater camps and people would be like, oh my God, you're the funniest person ever. I have to be your best friend. I love you. I'd be like, thank you. I love you too. Then like when the audition's over, we're done.
But that's nice. At least you're having warm reception.
Yeah. But I guess I meant like, it's more just the energy of pretend. I'm like, we don't need to call it anything more than it is. Like we can just be friends at the camp that we're at, but it's more like the idea of we're going to do all this stuff. You're my friend for life. Will you be in my wedding? And I'm like, sure, I guess. And then it's like, no, just kidding. The camp's over. Bye.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, why are we false promises for who?
Yeah. Well, that's why I hate when people are.
I know, me too.
Too
gung-ho, really.
Gung-ho.
Gung-ho energy can be weird.
Jarring
and upsetting.
I'm like, why do you want to be my friend so bad? It's alarming to me that you find that appealing in me.
I'm like, what do you think you're getting out of this?
Everything. I'm like, I don't have anything to give you.
I got nothing left. So if you're okay with scraps, come on in. Like, homeboy.
Yeah. Or like a drunken night and then I wake up to a text like, hey, it's Kim. We met at the bar. And I'm like, oh man.
I know. But sometimes, I mean, that's what's cool about friendships though, is you do have sparks the way you do with like I've had friendship sparks. I've been making friends more recently, which is just like, it's just been happening. And I'm like, wow. It's like crazy how this.
Where are you making friends?
I know. I've been meeting people.
Where?
One of them I met at, like, my friend took me to like a friend's party and I met this other girl there. And then we like slowly, it was like, oh, and then it's like, I saw her yesterday. It's like, now we're just friends.
Good for you.
But it was like a slow, and then I met someone where it feels like, oh, an instant connection where you're like, this is so fun.
There are definitely people that I've had that I'm like, after like one conversation with them, I'm like, oh, I feel like I've known them for years.
Yeah. And that's exciting where you're like, oh, but it doesn't feel like work. But they've never
been the type of person that are like,
they won't say, let's be friends for life. Neither of
us point it out.
That's it. You can't point it out. Until
like years later when I'm like, I've always felt like years later, then I'll confess.
I guess
that actually, I had like a friend crush on them.
I'll normally say it in text afterwards. I won't say it to the person's face, but afterwards I'll be like, wow. It's like a follow up thing where you're like, that was so fun. I'd love to see you again.
Like, I actually haven't had like a friend crush in a long time where you like are like, oh, I want to be friends with this person.
Yeah.
That was an exciting time.
Yeah. I mean, and that's I think what's really magical, at least where I'm sitting right now in life. Thank you for saying that. Like being open is it's kind of recently I've been making and I'm like, wow, it's amazing how you can make friends like whenever. Like I met this other girl at a park.
Where?
Like at a park outside. I was with my friend. We were having like a loud, I guess it was a loud conversation. I don't remember my volume, but after a little bit, she was like, hi, like, can I stop you? Like, I'm just loving this conversation. And then it was like, come on in. It was just kind of fun. Like, I feel like people are yearning to connect, that when you are just like, yeah, I'm open for connection, people come on in.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I got my blood work back from the doctor.
Go on.
She's healthy.
Mostly,
but like with enough that there was no phone call. She just like wrote in the thing.
Perfect. Low on vitamin D.
Literally.
That's mine too. Every time.
I mean, I was low on vitamin D and
dehydrated.
Dehydrated.
Yeah.
Well, she wrote, she's like, this is because of dehydration.
Yeah.
But when I got the thing, it was like, there was a few things that were like a little high.
Okay.
And so I'm like terrified and I'm like literally screenshotting it and sending it to my friend.
Oh.
Who's a doctor, nurse yeah. being like,
what does it mean?
What is it? Yeah. And she's like, it just probably means you're dehydrated. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like a nice surprise.
That's a gorgeous thing because if it has been something like that, you know how you can just put a stress to bed? You're like, good night. I don't need to worry about you anymore.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Beautiful. I'm so happy.
Me too. I thought I was going to be dying.
I didn't think that.
I was convinced. Not convinced, but I thought it was going to be just like, I was going to be put on, you know.
Yeah.
Like I thought, I was like, I'm going to be put on Ozempic for the diabetic reasons, probably. But I'm not.
Yeah. I had that fear, I think, that one time there was that moment on set where I got scared, where like in the...
I was drowning?
Yeah.
You had a fear that I was diabetic in the pool?
No, I just had a fear. I think like I just got so scared from that, I think. And like I was scared just like what, like,
you know,
what it meant.
Judging by everyone's faces... I think everyone was scared in the moment. If you are unaware of what we're talking about, we were filming.
We never talked about
because it triggers you more than it does me.
I know. Yeah.
We were filming this like
sketch video thing
for someone. And I had to be pushed in the pool, I think.
It was like, yeah, your character, you were about to pretend to drown. I was
pretending to drown, but as I was in the water, I literally started to drown.
So, like...
Because I, like, jumped in the water and, like, inhaled water.
Yeah.
And then I could not breathe.
That's... Yes.
And I'm pretending, and nobody's helping me because I'm...
And right before that, Chris goes... I'm so good.
At first, Jesse's face was like, oh my God, this man can act.
Yeah, I truly was like, wow. Because right before this, Chris was like, listen, I'm a really good swimmer. And this isn't my first rodeo. Like, so you really sure? Because
I was like, there's nothing to worry about.
So then he gets in the water and starts. I'm like, wow, this is
never happened to me before.
Yeah, it was such a weird, like fluky thing.
Mind you, I was also in a dress, full tights, heels, a wig.
Yeah.
I was in full drag, drowning in the pool.
So, and I'm sitting there like behind the camera being like, he's doing an excellent job, like truly stunning. But I'm like, wow, this is so, it's so good. It's scary.
And Jesse's like, wait, are you okay?
Like all of a sudden,
wait, I don't think he's actually, I think he might actually be drowning.
Yeah.
And then I think Maddie like pulled me.
I pulled you out.
It was all a blur.
The adrenaline I had in my body. And what's crazy is because you couldn't talk because you were drowning. And I was like, that was a moment where you just look into someone's eyes and you know everything. So your eyes were like, I'm scared. And I was like, I'm petrified. And so I pulled you out of the water and I was just looking into your eyes. And I was like, what do I do? I'm so scared. Like, but there was
I coughed up the water and I was.
Yeah, you coughed up the water and like your eyes were telling me that like you were calming down. Like I could see in your eyes, like that's what's so crazy.
The oxygen was hitting my lungs.
Literally, we weren't speaking, but I was like, okay, like, and I was trying to figure stuff out. And then, you know, everything dissipated, went down. But
mind you, there's also a thunderstorm rolling in.
Yeah. The drama of it all was.
And we're at like these very wealthy people's house.
Like their mansion.
In Westchester.
Yeah.
And where there's like robots with tits hanging on the wall.
Yeah, it was like a sex house.
It was so interesting.
It was interesting. But I think from that, so because then afterwards you were, I think you said something like that sometimes happens.
I don't think so. That's never happened.
Maybe
to
that's
me.
Never happened. But I think I just got scared. Because
you wanted me
I
to like go to the hospital.
I wanted you to go to the hospital.
I was like,
no. And so I think from that, I've always had this fear of like, what if, like, I just was so scared and like no one ever checked. Like no one ever, no one was ever like, it was just inhaling water in your lungs, which it probably was, but
yeah,
I just,
what else would it have been?
I know, probably nothing. I just got so in my head from it.
That was interesting day.
That was an interesting.
It was a one take. We'll say that.
I was like, we're not doing that again. We got it. And I couldn't edit it either. I remember with
Danny. The sound of.
I said, cut. We changed the.
It was that.
I think we cut the. I was like, you can't put that audio in. I was like, find different audio. You can't put that in. I can't have it.
Well. They're looking out for me. Thank God.
Thank God.
But anyway.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Today?
Yeah, anyway, I guess.
Today I think I'm just gonna, see if I can get my internet back. I think that's my first stop. And I'm editing this thing that I'm excited about, and I'm letting myself kind of go crazy, so.
Well, we love crazy.
We do love crazy. Sometimes it's just more fun.
It is more fun. You know what else is more fun?
Say it.
The high episodes on our Patreon.
I know, it's so true.
Okay, so we, as you know, have upgraded.
Yes, we have.
So now we're having high quality video.
It's really cool.
Very high quality video, audio, and the high episodes are on the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. Okay, yes. So go and check it out.
And check it out.
But until next time. Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The
Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.